Blog Talk Radio.
Love!
good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation this morning. So glad you have stopped by. Today we have an exciting topic to talk about today. So please free to chime in, call in, and give me your views on it. Before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for doing what you do best, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to come in, dear Heavenly Father. Move steady out the way, dear Heavenly Father. And ask the Holy Spirit to come in, dear Heavenly Father, and deal with this topic that I have today with each and every one of us, dear Heavenly Father, because there's something about each one of us that need to be changed. So, God, let us go forth like never before. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today I kept thinking about change, change, change. We all say we want to change or we want to do something different, but it starts with us. When are we going to make the change? We know we've been doing some things we shouldn't have did, saying some things we shouldn't have said, been some places we shouldn't have been, but we telling God, even in our spiritual walk with life, that some things need to change about us and in our ministry. So today, we're talking about change, change, change. If you want your life to be different, you need to change. You can be changed from glory to glory. You can say, thank you, Lord, for changing me today. Believing that God is at work on you to change you will bring it to manifestation. That's one of the words we're using in our tag words today. If you believe you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer, until you make a decision to change, that act on it. Stop excuses. We're using that word today. Get rid of bad habits, negative attitudes today. That way you can start your change. Ask the Lord to help you to change. You want a positive change in your life. He will strengthen you as you go through your change. So today we're talking about how many of y'all is making excuses. I'll start with your house. I'm going to change this today. I'm going to change that today. I want to move this around and move that around. And then here come excuses, excuses, excuses. You say you need a new lease on life. You need to do this for yourself. You need to do that. That means a change. That means transform. You got to transform some of the things that you've been doing or the things you want to change about you. And life, one of the tag words, life itself, means life is changing every day. So we have to move on with the change. We can't stay stuck like Chuck. You know, I thought about allowing God to change you, first of all. You know, so often people are afraid of brokenness. But if your outer man is broken, the powerful things inside you can pour forth. The perfume of the Holy Spirit is within you, but the alabaster box, which represents the flesh, has to be broken for the sweet fragrance to be released. The flesh is naturally prideful and stubborn. To fully release the power of the Holy Spirit within you, you must allow God to do with you as he will, not you, but as he will, knowing that everything in life changes. And if you are to have stability in your life, you must remember life is a continuous process in which everything, including you, is constantly changing. You must hope in God, the only one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today, we are talking about change. You want to make that change. You don't know how you're going to make that change. But, you know, have you went to God and said, God already know, but did you ask God to help you to go through the change? You know, even in the Word of God, it says in 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 52, we shall not all fall asleep in death, but we shall all be changed, transformed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The last trumpet call. You know, well, we all like suddenly and God promised that whatever remained to be accomplished in us will be done suddenly. When Jesus returned to the earth, we're going to be changed suddenly if we're still here. If you're spending time in God's word and believe he's doing work in you, then you are changing from one degree of glory to another. You don't have to be discouraged about your spiritual growth or in your walk with God, because no matter what remains to be done in the transformation of your old man or woman to your new man or woman, it will be finished at the appearance of Jesus in the heavenlies. You know, if the devil tries to tell you you're going to stay the way you are forever, he is lying. Father of lies. You know, God promised in his word that he has begun a good work in you, and he also will finish it. You'll find that in Philippians 1 and 6. So today we're talking about change. Change, change. We all say we want to change something about ourselves, but have you really thought about it? Have you sit down and thought about, what do I really need to change in me? What it is about me or the things I'm doing? Am I obeying God? If you're not, that means you need to change. Am I praying? Or should I be praying the way God wants me to pray and you're not doing it? That's a change. Are you treating your family and your fellow sisters and brothers in Christ right? And if you're not doing that, that's a change right there. So we're talking about change, change, change today. We're talking about believers on changes that they need to do in their life. They want to move, as they say, move around. But when you're moving around, have you considered what all the negative and the positive in your life, the things, have you sit down and realized, what do I really need to change? See, that's what you first need to do. You saying, I want to change. I want to move. I'm going to use the example of moving. How many of you all want to move somewhere? You don't know where. You haven't consulted the Lord. The Lord haven't told you where you're going to move to, but you're ready to move. You're ready to do a big change in your life, and you don't know what it is. But have you consulted God on your change, on your move, on the things you would have, he would have you to do? Think about that. I had life on one of my tag words. You want to choose life. That means that's a change right there. There are many people living in bad situations. They would like to see change. But despite the challenges, they choose to be happy and joyous. You face the same choice each day of your life. Either you're going to choose to passively listen to the devil and allow him to run your life and make you miserable, or you choose to aggressively withstand him so you can live in the fullness of life. God provided for you through his son Jesus Christ. You have to make the right choice and enjoy life like never before when you say, I want to change. And when you think about that, change, change, change. It's so much right now. We're having supposed to have a hurricane. I'm just bringing different synopsis in to the lesson today. One says it's coming this way. Another one says it's going the opposite way. The weather to change. Some say it's too cold. Some say it's too hot. Some say it's raining. Some say we're not getting any rain. So, you know, that's up to God on that change. We can pray. But he the one that changed that. So we think about today, change. Think about your life. What in your life have you noticed today need to change? Where's your trust at today? Are you humble or do you need to change that so you will become humble? Praying, or you're not praying, where you need to change what you've been doing, not getting the right result, and start praying. We're talking about change, change, change today. You have to know without a shadow of a doubt, when you want to change, have you been using profanity words? That means that's a change you should take. Are you drinking, going with drugs? That's a change you should take. Are you looking to Jesus for your everything? That's a change you should take today. When you think about it, am I really focusing on change, or am I just speaking that out of my mouth? You know, you have to have a positive change. You know, I have discovered that if we change in a positive way, and if it's a permanent and a stable change, it almost always provokes change in the people around you. People see you have changed from the way you used to act, the way you talk, the way you carry yourself, the places you used to go. And they're going to say, I can see a big change in her or him. I see they're not doing the things that they used to do. They're not hurting people's feelings or just different things, synopsis I'm using today. If you want your life to be different, that means you got to do a change. Ask God to show you how you need to change. Accept others for who they are and see how God works in you to complete your joy. We're talking about change today. Change, change, change. You know, that's three words I use. It's the same words today. But until you get it grounded in your mind, in your heart, that you want to change, you'll never change. You have to want to change. You know you've been doing things that you shouldn't have done. That need you need to be changed and transformed. No more excuses. You know, our happiness and joy are not dependent on whether or not other people do what we want them to do. We may never be able to influence anyone else to do what we think is right. But with God's help, we can change ourselves to bring about the result we want in life. It starts with us, you all. The change starts within the inside of us. If God have given you a commission and told you something that you should be doing and you neglect doing it, that means you should have a change coming about. You should not be trying to do the same thing you've been doing all this time. Don't you know you can change? You know, even in Romans 6:4, it says, we were buried therefore with him by the baptism unto death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, so we too might be inhabited, live, and behave in newness of life. That means that's a change have come about. You know, you will never reach your destiny by thinking negative thoughts. That means you got to put away those negative thoughts. That's a change right there. When you first wake up in the morning, start saying, I love my life. It is wonderful. I thank God for everything he has given me. See, that's when you're waking up, you're talking positive. But when you start talking negative, you know, you would do yourself a favor if you start thinking right thoughts, so that you will also choose right action. Sowing the right action into your day will form new habits. As you begin to operate in those new habits, you will change in your character. And as your character change, you will move into the destiny that God has for you. By God's power, you can live in newness of life. That word is, again, life. When you change for the better, you see a new you. You don't see the old things that you used to see. You don't feel the same way you used to feel, because you notice, wait a minute, it's a change that have come over me. So that means you gonna change. You're gonna focus on the things that you need to change. You're gonna learn to be who you are, who God said you are. When you make that change, when you make that change, you can be open for God in you, what He would have you to do. But when you haven't changed, you have your life full of chaos. You're doing all kind of things that you shouldn't be doing. And you wondering. And when people look at you, well, I thought you told me so-and-so have changed. I don't see any change in their spirit, their mind, or their body. Have they really changed? Have you seen any signs? Just think about that. Have they did a turnaround in their life? And when you start seeing a turnaround in their life, you can say, I truly see that they have changed. They can change their focus. Over in Philippians 1, 9 through 10 says, I pray that you love, your love may abound yet more and more, extended to its fullest development. Excuse me. So that ye may surely learn to sense what is vital and approve what is excellent and of real value. You know, here in this chapter, here Paul was praying this prayer for the believers at the church in Philippi, knowing they they could not have powerful, victorious life unless they learned the real value of loving others. That means they had to change. Excuse me, drink a little water. You too must make a true commitment to walk in love, which may require you to readjust your priorities and change your focus. You should have your mind renewed so what love really is. It is not a feeling you have, it is a decision you make. A decision to treat people the way Jesus would treat them. A true love walk does not come easily or without personal sacrifice. But the benefits are great. God will enrich your life like never before. Loving others is the pathway to true joy. We're talking about change, change, change. You know, and for you to change, you know, God can increase your strength as you change it. You don't have to do it alone. He's right there with you if you want to change. Just say, I'm tired of saying the things I've been saying. That's not right. I'm tired of doing the things that I was doing. I need a change. And, you know, we quick to say we need a change, an address, a city, a state. We need a change in the ministry. We need a change from around people. And, you know, it don't mean everybody, but it's some people that you really need to change from around. You need to really think about it. Sit down and think about that today. What do you need to change? Let God take full control of your life. That way you can transition good on your change. You want to be sitting there saying, well, now, what I want to change, you already know what it is that you need to change. So it's up to you to make that sacrifice. It's up to you to start that change. Think about it. On changing, you change your mindset. And you have to want to change. You know, a lot of people say they want to change, but truly, do they want to change? You find them doing the same thing over and over again. But you know, many of us compare ourselves and our achievement to others, what they accomplished for the Lord, thinking we have to do certain things to please God. But God didn't send Jesus into the world to condemn us. What pleased God most is our deep craving to know Him better. which is achieved by spending time with him through study and joy, fellowship with God. Don't let condemnation rob you of your joy today. Pray. Ask the Lord to come into your life to help you to be able to know the things that he wants you to know, to do the things he wants you to do. Because when you're thinking about change, that means your whole demeanor is supposed to change. You don't want to be the same like you were. You want to be better for Christ. You don't want to be afraid to change. You know, a lot of people are afraid to move forward. Well, sometimes you got to move forward. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So sometimes the change would be better for you, whether you realize it or not. We all have to change. The word said we're going to be changed in a twinkling of an eye. So let's start changing now for the better. So God can see what's in. He already know what's in us. But are we responding to really what's in us that God has put in there? Or are we responding to everything else we've heard, we are touched on, we are listened to? When you think about it, even though you may still be operating in old habits, you still have hope of change. But you can't change yourself. God will change you if you seek him with your whole heart. Don't be in a hurry for God to finish working in your life. We want everything to be done instantly, microwave. But God is not interested in our schedule. The enemy may thrash your plan, but God's plans don't get thrashed. And he has a unique plan for you. Seek God's plan today for your life. Stay on fire. Red hot, zealous. Pursue his purpose for you with every ounce of energy you have. There is nothing in this world that is worth seeking more than having a complete change. And when you think about that, that change, my, you'll start saying, Lord, I am so glad I put my priorities in check. I checked myself. I realized I was doing some things wrong that God wasn't. So I want to change the way I've been doing things. I want to flow better. I'm tired of doing the same old, same old. You know, God's words change things. God created with words everything that we see. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Hebrews 11:3 says that everything that is visible was made. God has blessed and stored up for each one of you all today in spiritual realm that you may not be experienced, but they do exist. Speak positive words today and call those things that are not, that are invisible, into your life. If you face a problem today, say, my problem is temporary. God's word said that I am an overcomer because of Christ's love for me. Even though I don't see the answer now, God will provide for all of my needs. That means he is changing it daily. You have to choose to be changed. 1 Corinthians 2:16 say, but we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feeling, and purpose of his heart. Do you get mad every time somebody tried to correct you or tell you what to do? Because you always have to be right? If you answered yes, I'm sure you are not a happy person. You cannot change others, but you can't allow God to change you so that things don't bother you anymore. With Jesus Christ as your Savior, You can learn how to live a different way. You can have peace. You can sleep well at night. You can like yourself. You can restore relationships that have been ruined. We're talking about change, change, change. Your mind can be renewed to be like Jesus. If you read his word and asked him to help you live the abundant life, he came to give you that abundant life. Choose to be changed today. When you think about it, just check yourself. You don't have to go down the street. You don't have to call nobody. Just go within yourself and see what needs to be changed in you for the better. Because we all could use a change. Not just leaving the country, not just leaving the state, maybe not just leaving the ministry, but within us. We need to see, what do I need to change about me? Changing things with knowledge. You know, the word of God says in Psalms 37 and 5, commit your ways to the Lord. Rely on him. Be confident also in him, and he will bring it to pass. You know, we are all eager for our situation and relationships to change, but nothing would change in our life without knowledge of God's word. God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Change comes through prayer, then through waiting patiently on God. That's what a lot of us are doing right now. We are praying. We are waiting patiently on God. While we are waiting for God to solve our problems, we are not to complain to everybody else about our situation. God tells us to trust him. He is not asking us to trust the people involved, but he's asking us to trust him. He's asking us to really put our trust and confidence in him, our trouble. So when you think about it today, change, change, change. Everyone want to make a change. So sit down and see, write down some of the changes you would like to see in your life. And when you change, don't complain. People complain about stress, but some people rather complain than change. It's easy to be frightened at the thought of jumping off life high-speed treadmill, especially if you're unsure what's going to give up in order to slow down your life. God wants you to enjoy a beautiful life with simplicity, sanity, and a clear direction. So today, the broadcast was on change, change, change. I hope I have said something today that will bring you closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to know that you can be changed if you want to change. It's all up to you today. So until next week, we want you to be blessed. I thank each and every one that came and those that had to leave. It's hope something was said that will come on later on, or you may think of it. What you really need to change in your life could be your attitude. It could be a whole lot of things. But if you want to be transformed today by the renewing of your mind, it's some things you may need to change. So until next week, I thank you for attending the broadcast today on Joy and Peace. Until next week, we want you to have a blessed and a wonderful day in the Lord. Until next week, have a good and prosperous week. Bye-bye.